If you've listened to this show at any point in your life, you know that we are passionate about many things, including Mother Earth and recycling. And we have got a fantastic team right here in our listening area, helping to educate all of us when it comes to recycling and getting involved and taking care of Mother Earth. And we're going to do that tomorrow on Saturday, April the 12th, when we celebrate Earth Day birthday. We've got our good friend Leslie Hatchell joining us. She's from York County and Keep York County Beautiful. And good morning to you, Leslie.
Good morning. Thanks good morning. For having me.
Leslie, before you came back, when you walked in, I said, Leslie Hatchell is one of our favorite guests. And Ashley said you were one of her first interviews when she started at CN2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've been together a long time, haven't we?
I know. I asked Matt, my husband, last night. I said, how long has Lucas been doing this? Because I recall when I first started this job or in my early years that, you know, you were interviewing me way back then. And I've been in this job 30 years.
I'm not too far behind you.
So I'm excited, you know, that we're still doing this.
I know. And I think we all look better than we even did
back
then.
Thank you very much.
I think we have aged like fine wine.
I agree.
That's what I like
right,
to
Leslie?
Tell people.
Yeah. Well, what's great about you, your message has not changed over 30 years. It's all about helping educate people about recycling, about what steps they can do to take care of the earth, and just doing a little extra, right, to take care of this earth that we all have to call home.
Right, and we want to celebrate that. And so the best way to do that is to come to Earth Day Birthday tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the York County Material Recovery Facility, and the parking will be at Langham Branch Baptist Church next door. And so this is a great time to bring your family and friends. It's a free event. We have about 30 different community partners and agencies that will be on hand to do hands-on activities. We're going to have our famous Lucas McFadden there to do our opening ceremony at 10 a.m. We'll be serving Coca-Cola and cookies. And because why shouldn't you do that at 10 a.m.? And then we'll start the party.
Great.
Leslie, walk us through what families will be able to experience at some of the various stations.
So we have ReCraft Greenville coming, and that is a creative reuse center. And they'll be bringing all the supplies for families to make things, to be creative right there on the spot. Keep York County Beautiful will be there talking about recycling and litter and the problems that litter causes and why it's important for us not to litter. The Master Gardeners are going to be on site having a plant sale. They brought in already a big load of plants yesterday. We expect more coming in today. And there's, you know, a free play area. The Langham Branch Baptist Church will be selling food. Pelicans will be on site selling, you know, Pelicans ices. And so there's just something for everybody.
Leslie, why do you feel like it's so important to have Earth Day Birthday at the Material Recovery Facility?
Well, I think it's a great way for people to really believe and understand that what they put in the recycling bin and what they bring to a collection recycling center really gets recycled, because they're going to see the equipment where their material is sorted, and they're going to see big bales of recyclables ready to be shipped out to market. And to me, it just kind of solidifies what we are trying to do and help people understand all the time, that this isn't a myth. And when people, you would just not even believe the things that people say or that are told, they are told. But I hear, you know, all throughout my career, I've heard, oh, I hear it just goes in the trash. Well, no, it doesn't. We are very fortunate where we're located that we have markets within North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia that our material is shipped to be remanufactured into something new.
So those, the bales that are there, and it, just think of like a bale of hay, but it's like a bale of recyclables.
Yes, mm-hmm. Like 1,000 pounds or more.
So what is the county able to do with that? You send that to other...
We ship it out to different companies. We have different vendors that accept that material because they are in the business of melting down the plastic and making it into fiber, which can then be made into, you know, like a jacket or jeans or even carpet. So, you know, one of the things we like to talk about is that the bottle you drink out of today within a month or so could actually be the shirt or the jacket that you wear or the stuffing that's in your so pillow cool. that you lay your head on at night.
That's really cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And you get to see this whole production. You get to see the machinery. Certain parts are roped off, but you get to see it. And you get to imagine what it would sound and look like when in operation.
Right.
And then again, you get to see the bales of all the recyclables
right.
that you crunch and chew
yes.
up and spit out.
Yes. And right so our facility is, you know, for processing all the material that is taken in at the 16 collection and recycling centers. Our department owns and operates those sites, along with the recycling from the city of Rock Hill, from some small haulers in the town of Fort Mill.
Mm. Well, you can help celebrate Mother Earth when you show up at Earth Day Birthday. This is going to take place tomorrow, April the 12th, at the Material Recycling Center here in York County. It's at 1500 McFarland Road. It gets underway at 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 p.m., and there's something for the whole family.
Yes.
Leslie, how are we doing when it comes to litter? What's our litter report card or progress report?
Well, I mean, look around. You can tell that we have problems with litter, but overall, I think it's better. And we have programs in place that if somebody is concerned or bothered by litter, that we can provide you with the tools to help us, you know, eradicate that problem. And one of the things that we try to encourage people to understand is that you should always secure your load when you're traveling with a pickup truck with anything on it. It needs to be tied down. It needs to be covered up so it does not spill. And, you know, that's for multiple reasons. One is because of the environmental effect, but also it can be very dangerous if you're behind a vehicle that does not secure their load, because it can come off on you if you're traveling behind that vehicle. I had a mattress one day come off of a car in front of me, and thankfully there was like a median in the middle, and when it flew off, it landed there, but I thought for certain that it was going to land on my Ooh. Car. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that can change lives in a really terrible way. And so also we want, just like, you know, when you clean up for a company to come to your home, we want our community to look good. I mean, I want to live in a place that looks nice and clean. And so, you know, think about taking pride in the area where you live.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's so great that you're starting the education mm-hmm. and you're doing things like Earth Day Birthday and you're going into the schools, because the earlier we can start that education with younger kids, they're going to go home and they're also going to tell right. their parents. I don't really remember these kind of programs when I grew up. You know, we talked about, you know, forest fires and, you know, don't use drugs and right. those kind of things. But we never really had a lot of educational mm-hmm. programs around litter and recycling and caring for our environment. So yes. kudos to y'all for
well,
doing that
you.
As well.
Thank you.
Well, her name is Leslie Hatchell. She is with York County and Keep York County Beautiful. And she's one of the folks that is behind Earth Day Birthday. It is tomorrow, Saturday, April the 12th. 1500 McFarland Road. That is the Material Recycle Center here in York County. You can check it out, see it. It's really cool, and you get to do all kind of activities while you're out there, and you get to celebrate Mother Earth with Coke and cookies.
Who doesn't love a birthday?
No, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
It's from 10 to 2, and we hope to see you out there. Leslie, great catching up with you, friend.
Thank you.